The words of God given to us today are Philippians chapter 4, verse 21 to 23. It is page 323 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Before we begin, I would like to let you know about how Pastor Ijecheol is doing recently and the date of his coming back. Pastor Lee had a prostate surgery on 17th June and is getting recovery with undergoing treatment and blood test. From 30th July, he has been undergoing hormone therapy to prevent a recurrence of the cancer. Pastor Lee said to come back in the first week of September, but the standing committee held in July and August, and also many of other church members who had an experience of prostate cancer, recommended that it is quite too soon. Under these recommendations, it is deemed more beneficial to Pastor Lee and you all to delay the time of his coming back in the long run. Therefore, Pastor Lee will resume his sermon when the heat index lowers down and he gets strong enough. I will inform you again when the date is fixed. Please continue your prayer for Pastor Lee. In 930 BC, after King Solomon died, Israel was divided into the south and north. North Israel lasted for 280 years and was defeated by Assyria in 722 BC. But South Judea survived for 136 years and perished by Babylon in 586 BC. Babylon and Egypt had a big war in Carchemish in 605 BC. In this war, Egypt was defeated. Babylon annexed Judea, which was then an ally of Egypt. This was the first invasion. When Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judea and went back to Babylon, he had a lot of war prisoners with him, and among them were Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Since then, Daniel had lived in Babylon for more than 70 years until he died. Many of Christian parents have ideals for their children, such as Joseph, who became the administrator of Egypt, David, who ruled Israel, Esther, who became the queen of Xerxes in Daniel. But these ideals were created not only for their faithfulness, but for their worldly thoughts that it is the most important to get highest positions. They would not have wished like that if Joseph died alone in the prison of Potiphar's while keeping his faith. If David died after living for God as a shepherd when he came back after winning a fight with Goliath, or if Esther could not make the queen and lived as a servant in the palace and just lived for God. The number of parents would be very small who say, I wish my kid to live his or her whole life for God, even if he or she had to give up all privileges like Apostle Paul. When we think about Daniel, there are some parts where Daniel looks respectful, where others where we don't have good feelings. As Prince Sohyang was taken to Qing when Joseon surrendered in the Manchu War of 1636, Daniel, a member of loyal family, was taken as a war prisoner with others from loyal family and nobles to Babylon. In Daniel 1:8-9, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. The royal food is deemed to be meat, which God said not to eat in the law, or food which people of Babylon offered to their God. And it is considered that he made a resolution not to drink wine because he tried to serve God fully in the right way, even if in the Gentile land and Gentile palace, just as the Nazareth tried to serve God with sober minds without having wine or strong liquor. However, the chief official said to Daniel, if the face looks too gaunt compared with others in the same age, while following your request, your life will be put in danger. Then Daniel asked him to compare the faces after having them eat only vegetables for 10 days. After 10 days, it turned out to be hard to tell who ate the royal food and who ate vegetables only. Since then, Daniel and his three friends could have vegetables instead of the royal food and wine. At the time, Daniel was around 15, a teenager. It is the time when people get easily negative. If I were Daniel, I would have said in anger or resentment, how did God, who gave 10 disasters to Egypt, made a road by dividing the Red Sea, fed our ancestors with manna in the wilderness for 40 years, not stop the invasion of Babylon? How could you do this if God is really God? But Daniel was different. In the palace of Babylon, he faithfully lived his life as a child of God. And the Lord gave him wisdom 10 times more than others. As such, Daniel's life in the palace of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar began. Daniel 6, 3 to 4 testify how was the life of Daniel. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. After 60 years since Daniel was taken as a captive, there were 5 kings, and the kingdom changed from Babylon to Persia. Nevertheless, Daniel was still an administrator. It is rare in Korea that a prime minister or a minister appointed by new president stay until the president retires. There are several replacements in the 5 years term of president. But Daniel stayed even after the king was changed, and even in an enemy state. His enemies tried everything to look for his flaw or grounds to let him fail, but it turned out in vain. They finally recognized there is only one thing they can fail him with: to ruin Daniel's faithful relationship with God. So the administrators and satraps went to King and asked and got approval that for 30 days from now, a person who seeks something to God or a person other than the king should be put in the lion's den, since king and God were the same at the time. In Daniel 6:10, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Daniel knew the king approved the petition, which means he understood what will happen when that was not kept. Nevertheless, the first thing he did when coming back to his home was to open the window toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem was his hometown, of course, but at the same time, it was the place the temple was located, and God stays. That window is not a simple window, but a window that has kept him communicating with God, who met with him, guided him, and worked on him. And he prayed 3 times a day with bended knees to God for giving thanks. It was to thank God who has stayed with him, even if he could be eaten by the lions. Praying was an old habit for Daniel. That first time he was taken, he didn't eat the royal food and drink wine. He did not pray to let the lions be dyed or the lion's den changed into rabbit's den. He always prayed, no matter whether there is a lion's den or not. One of the best attitudes in faithful life is a habitual faith. It is good when you always sit in a chapel on Sunday worship services. It cannot be good if you are in a golf course someday or in a theater the other day. It is good to lower your head before food. There is high chance that you are not faithful enough if you look around before food. If the head of your family says grace in sincere manner at meals, the faith of a family would be different. It is a good habit of faith to open the Bible in the morning for starting a day or at night for closing the day. It is not that habitual faith is not good. Non-habitual faith is not good. We have sympathy on Daniel when reading Daniel because he was single. But it is not just because of that. Since Daniel was a member of royal family, there would have been many people near him before he was caught. And the servants in the palace would have taken a good care of him. But after he got caught, everything turned different. He had to do everything himself. Joseph, who was sold to Egypt in his age of 17, got married to Asenath, daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, and had children, Manasseh and Ephraim. The name of the first son, Manasseh, means to forget. After serving 13 days in prison as a slave, Joseph became an administrator of Egypt and got married. He named his son as Manasseh to mean God let him forget the pain and predicament in the past. Moses, who lived as a son of Pharaoh's princess of Egypt, had to live for 40 years in the Midian desert after killing an Egyptian who assaulted a Hebrew. Moses was married to Zipporah, daughter of Midian priest, and had children, Gershon and Eliezer. The name of the first son, Gershon, means to be a wanderer in a strange land. Why would there be no past that Daniel wanted to forget as Moses? Why would Daniel have no sorrow as a stranger? A furtive tear is not just a song title of an opera. It is a theme song for those who left their homeland. In fact, the furtive tear in the love potion is a happy tear when the love is found mutual. But the tear in a foreign land is a tear of pain, agony, sorrow, and loneliness. Joseph and Moses had a wife and children, but Daniel had none. When there were only strange culture, religion, and political enemies, Daniel looked up only God. Thanks to God, Daniel could stand still through his lifetime. Through this Daniel, God had the descendants of Israel to close the 70 years' life as captives. As Daniel lived in the palace of Babylon and Persia as a faithful person of God, there were people who lived as faithful Christians in the Roman palace. Today's scripture is a closing and postscript to the Philippians. That's why the first part has the most of what he wanted to say to the church of Philippi. But this doesn't mean that it's okay to delete this part. There's no case when the PS contains unimportant things. If it is unnecessary, the writer would have not added it. In the past, we used to write a letter, love letter with a pen. We wrote every miscellaneous first and then wrote, you know, how much I like you as a PS. In a way, that kind of letter was written to say the content of PS instead of about the weather, family, school, work, feelings, and all the miscellaneous. Today's scripture, verse 21, testifies as follows. Greet all the saints in Christ Jesus, the brothers who are with me, send greetings. It is not only Apostle Paul who sends greetings to the people of Philippian church, but those who were with Paul as well. They were those from Roman church who delivered the word of God when seeing Timothy, Epaphroditus, and Paul was in jail. But Paul asked to greet all the saints. Although the Philippians is for the people of the Philippian church as a whole, the initial meaning is for each of the people. The words from Philippians 1:1 to 4:20 are for each of the members of Philippian church. If those who started the church were still there, that is a letter to each of Lydia, a seller of purple robes, and her family, to a girl possessed by a ghost, and the jailer of the prison in Philippi and his family. The 66 books of the Bible are the same. The Bible is a letter to the people of God who had lived, are living, and will live in this land. But at the same time, it is the voice of God for me only. My sermon today is a message to members of the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, those who joined the worship service online, and through video as a whole, but it is also the voice of God only to me. It is obvious that your life would change when you find God who sends greetings to you through the Bible and through the sermon. Meanwhile, Paul says, the saints in Christ Jesus. It is each saint in Jesus Christ. In Catholic terms, the saint is a small group of people such as Saint Augustine or Saint Francesco. But the Bible says, all are saints once we are in Christ. This is why Paul said to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy. And to all in Rome who are loved by God, and called to be saints for the Church of Rome. To be holy means to discern, which means it is separate. Therefore, this microphone can become a tool to deliver the gospel when used by a preacher in worship service, a tool for a singer, and a tool for sales when used by a seller.
그래서 거룩에는 떼어냄 구별보다 더 중요한 것은 누가 그것을
This is to be separate and holy. At this point, what is more important than being separate itself is who made this to be separate.
떼어냄 구별은 그것을 행한 존재와
Although it is the same stream, it could be venom when a poisonous snake had it, milk when a cow drinks it. As such, being separate is closely related with who made this separate. A knife could become an arm to a robber or a gangster, while it is a beneficial tool for us when it is used by a chef. Even though it is the same knife, depending on the personality of person who uses that knife, the meaning and the value can be different. In Greek word, a church is ekklesia. A literal meaning is those who are called to be out. That calling is from God. Therefore, we are those who more and more resemble God. We become saints. The member of the Roman Church and the Philippi Church live in different areas, have different backgrounds, do different jobs, and are different in terms of their status. But they greet each other because they have all become saints in Christ. This is what we confirm through the district Bible study. We are different in terms of where we were born, how we were educated, and the places at which we live now are different. And we are different in terms of how much wealth we have, our jobs, and our status. But one thing that is clear is that we are all people who are called out to be separate from others, and we are family which serve God as our Father in the Lord. The biggest joy we get to have through various summer retreats is that we've come to greet one another as Christians in the Lord. Sending greetings in Jesus is a fellowship which transcends all environments, conditions, and circumstances. Verse 22 testifies about the people who were included in the members of the Roman Church who were sending greetings to the people of Philippi Church. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. Together with Philippians, Paul wrote Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon from the Roman prison. But there is a difference between Philippians and the other three books. Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon was written not far after Paul was arrested and imprisoned. Philippians is a letter he wrote 2 years after his being in prison. At the time, trials were not required to be held. You could be imprisoned for a number of years without a trial and could be suddenly sentenced to death. The phrase, especially those who belong to Caesar's household, has a significant meaning in the letter written by Paul, who had endured 2 years, during which he could have died any day. The household of Caesar means the palace in which Caesar lived. The Roman emperor, at the time Apostle Paul was waiting for trial in Roman prison, was Nero, a tyrant. It tells us that there were people in the palace who believed in Jesus Christ. These were people who kept the faith in a situation where it was difficult to do so. In 64 AD, there was a great fire in Rome. Christians were blamed for arson and received unspeakable persecution. Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter were both martyred during the time of Nero. But there were faithful Christians in the palace, which was ruled by the tyrant, and they were sending a greeting to the member of Philippi church through Paul. Members of Philippi church, it is not easy believing in Jesus Christ, but let us have courage. Although it is not easy for us under the rule of Nero, we are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the meaning of those who belong to Caesar's household are sending greetings to Philippi church. Today, the direct equivalent of people belong to Caesar's household are probably government employees. And in the Bible, there are people who are similarly equivalent to these people. Daniel and his three friends I mentioned in the beginning, Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt, and Esther, who was the queen of Xerxes. And of course, we cannot forget Nehemiah, who was the wine steward for the king Artaxerxes. What they had in common was that they all experienced being placed under a great danger, and they did great things for their people by serving God in the right way. People who work in a government institution often are placed in a critical situation. There are times they must make a decision that influences countless people, but they can also save a lot of people by making a decision in obedience to God's will in God. This is true not only for government employees. For people who are working in a company, the company is the household of Caesar. People who work in a school, it is the school. For people who are self-employed, it is his business. And for homemakers, it is the home, which is the household of Caesar. Actually, this whole world is the household of Caesar, where the values of the world reigns. People who live tied to the value of the household of Caesar often compromise or give up life of faith because of the desire to get big and successful. There's nothing wrong with making one's dream come true or become successful and leave behind achievements. However, if you come to twist the principles of faith or compromise with the values of the world in order to be so, then you are going down a wrong path. And no matter what household of Caesar we happen to belong, people who do not know the Lord are watching us closely. Is our character changing? With what attitude are we doing our jobs? At these times, what we should do is to live in consciousness of the Lord who is eternal Caesar, rather than the Caesar of our workplaces. This is the same attitude that Daniel had, who did not care about how he appeared to other nobles, opened his windows to God, and lived in consciousness of God.
성도들이 겪었던 어려움은
And the difficulty that the believers in Caesar's household experienced was having to confess that Caesar is the Lord rather than confessing Jesus Christ is the Lord. If they refused to make that confession, they lost their jobs, their possessions were taken away and could become food for wild beasts in the Colosseum. But other people at Caesar's household saw how they served the Lord and kept their faith. The nobles of Rome and their wives and Caesar saw that too. When the believers of Caesar's household did not give up living for the Lord, although they were persecuted and suffered hardship, through them, Rome was completely changed after 250 years, and even Caesar became a Christian. What kind of household of Caesar do you belong to? It is difficult to live as a Christian in a Caesar's household today. But if we live on as believers of Caesar's household who are conscious of the Lord our eternal Caesar, would renew Korean society and Korean church. Even if the place where I am now is a Caesar's house, which is full of muddy water, will you not live in conscience of the Lord? Let us pray. Father God, we are interested in how Joseph, Moses, David, Esther, and Daniel got to attain high positions and many privileges, and often overlook how they could have arrived in such positions, or how God had made them go through many stages in order for them to get there. Therefore, we often try anything and everything in order to get to that place. We pray, God, that we will become Christians who value the depth of the life that we have lived rather than the height of where we happen to be. Rather than Daniel becoming the prime minister of Babylon and Persia, we receive encouragement from the fact that how he was able to serve God from his center from the young age, and how he was able to live focused on God in his old age. In the same way as Daniel, please allow us and our children to serve God as God when they are young at this time now and when we are older. And from the people of Caesar who lived under the sovereignty of God, even under the rule of a tyrant, Nero, we are both ashamed and encouraged. No matter what household of Caesar we happen to belong, help us to live in consciousness of the Lord who is our eternal Caesar. Although we may be made fun of or run into difficulty because of it, allow us to endure them well and greet one another as believers in the household of Caesar, and thereby help us to witness how God in God's time changes the household of Caesar. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.